With CarGurus Discover, you can skip the filters and describe what you're looking for in your own words. Simply type what you want, and CarGurus Discover instantly surfaces real listings that match your exact needs. It's no wonder CarGurus is the number one most visited car shopping site, according to SimilarWeb's estimated traffic data. Buy or sell your next car today with CarGurus at CarGurus.com. Go to CarGurus.com to make sure your big deal is the best deal. That's CarGurus.com. CarGurus.com.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever been hospitalized after driving off the road while wishing on a shooting star, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Scumbags! Rage!
Sports Rage with Gabe Morenci.
Rage all you want.
Level 3. This is Sports Rage. I am Gabe Morenci. The pimps, the players, the hustlers, the people that bust them, and everybody else in between throwing it down. It's a Thursday night throwdown. Thanks to George Kurtz for kicking it with us. Great stuff with Teddy, as always. Fun night tonight. Except, as usual, I see we have a bunch of jackasses that do nothing with their lives, sit on a couch all day, but are experts in everything. Discussing technical issues, specifically Bruce Shad. Just shut the hell up, Bruce, all right? Just shut up, bro. I haven't noticed you in months and stuff. You should probably keep it that way, all right? Just shut up. Do we still have Julio with us? We got rid of the Eric dude in our chat before. At least. Is Julio? Julio!
Yo,
Julio!
Yo.
Julio! What's up, Julio? God, so annoying, Julio. Like, man, these guys are just like maggots. Like, Clam Chowder was right. They just sit there, they just gnaw away and complain and complain and complain and complain. Here's a novel concept for you jackasses in our YouTube chat. How about you buy a Sirius satellite radio, Bruce, if you can afford one? Pay for the online subscription. Instead, you wouldn't have to cry about an echo on a YouTube that you pay nothing for. But you do a lot of crying, like a lot of you losers do. So I could go on if you'd like. As I stated, you're better off just staying out of my freaking face, Bruce Shad. And everyone else, I don't care. I'll ban all of you. I really don't care. All right? This network doesn't even like this YouTube chat or this chat. Like, you know what I mean? They don't care. I'm the one that keeps it going. Trust me. Ask Matthias. Matthias, how many times have I heard this week? Guys, we don't even care about it. Like, well, we got a YouTube problem. So what? They say the same thing. Those guys don't pay our bills. Sirius. You're on Sirius Satellite Radio. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So as it is right now, keep crying, right? And then after, instead of crying in my chat room, we can go cry in Chatterbait.
No more picks.
All right, sorry, Julio. I had to get that off. I swear to God, though, I look good. There's an echo. There's an echo going on. Just shut up. We're aware there's an echo. I got Bruce out of chat. Oh, Morenci's computer is on. That's why. What the hell is like you know? You know about as much as my computer as you do about COVID. All right, just shut up. So, Julio, Illinois. I lost, I will admit. I didn't go as big as I did against Nebraska when I won. But I was disappointed because all the hipsters had UTEP. And I was like, man, the line went all the way down to 3, 3.5. And, hey, Illinois loses. But this is crazy, Julio. I'm going back with them. I think there's an overreaction to the point spread right now. And I think Illinois will play with Virginia. What's your opinion, if you have one, on that one?
Look, they had 7 penalties, 3 fumbles against the Roadrunners last Saturday, and they were still within striking distance of the cover, right? They closed 3.5. There were 4.5 available throughout the day. So I agree with you. I was disappointed in Illinois. I like the over 56.5, and I like Illinois at 10.5.
Shout out to our AM radio affiliates. Was it Ren and Stimpy? Happy, happy, happy. Joy, joy, joy. Remember Ren and Stimpy? I am Ren and Stimpy. All right, we're kicking it. Big Card Julio into Windy City, throwing it down with us. All right, Julio, just for the I just asked Julio for people rejoining us right now, our AM radio affiliates. We do a little bumper. We're on Sirius. We got sports updates bouncing around. So Illinois, Virginia, you think I'm crazy for taking the points?
No, I agree with you. Look, at 10.5, I love it with Illinois. I wasn't impressed with UVA against William and Mary last Saturday. So let's go back to the ship. Let's go Illinois at 10.5, and let's put a little bit on the over 56.5 on Saturday. It's a 10 a.m. kickoff game, 10 a.m. Central, 11 Eastern. So you West Coast guys better place your bets late Friday night before this kickoff.
Dear God, it's 8 in the morning, huh?
Yep.
You know what?
A nice way to wake up.
There's a few games early at that time, isn't there? Let me load this up here. Let me get the start time. So we got about 2 minutes before this break, and we'll keep you for another segment. We appreciate your time. I want to get your soccer picks, too. But who are you looking at? Who do you got circled college football the most this week?
Ooh, I've got plenty, Gabe. Look, I call me crazy.
Okay, hold on. So I'll start off with this. Kansas at Coastal Carolina tomorrow, tonight, / whatever. You playing this game? You going to play this one?
Coastal Carolina over 38.5 team total. Coastal Carolina over 13.5 in the first quarter. You give me Coastal Carolina minus 7.5 in the first quarter, plus 126. So, yes, I am playing this game, Gabe.
And, Julio, I remember, man, great pick by you. I wish I would have jumped in and tailed this one. UTEP, you said UTEP over 3.5, didn't you? Right?
I
this
did.
Year
plus
you said.
150. Plus 150, yep.
And here they are right now. They got a 2-0 record. They're not winning this game, though. At Boise. But what about the points? You taking them plus the points?
Yeah, I'll take them plus the points. They're at 26 right now on FanDuel. So give me the minors tomorrow night. And I'll take the over as well. I think it's going to be a high-scoring affair against Boise tomorrow night.
All right, more with Julio on the other side. This is Sports Rage.
Got a lot going on.
Work, family, kids. So we made it simple to get the winning edge. We give you gaming, odds, and more.
You know,
the important stuff.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
We're no ordinary sports talk network. Not only do we have a roster of world-class experts, but they tell you gaming strategies to help you win. Any simpler, and we'd have to hold your hand.
And nobody wants that.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
Nobody wants to hear the nonsensical ravings of a loudmouth malcontent.
Late night anger management class. All right, as everyone can see, I don't even know who our new trigger man is, but I like it. I like it. I gotta say, it was great, Julio. I swear, you know how many times, though, I've wanted to get people booting, and I've like raged in between commercial breaks, Julio. Okay, I'm like, what the hell's wrong with you people? I'm like, how hard is it to like kick someone out of a YouTube chat? Like, I get all mad. And I'm like, just give me the control. Like, I got a trigger finger, man. I remember when I was on SBR in the old days, it was like, they told me I had to stop, Julio. Like, they said, over the last year, you've banned 670 people or something. Can you imagine? They said, listen, we get it. And same with Big Man on Campus banned like 3,000 people. Like basically block, block, block. Like we had the access to the block, right? So it's like basically I had like a zero tolerance. I was like, just whatever. I was like, I don't care, dude. I'll ban you. And then boom. But the thing is, they didn't realize they're mouthing off at me. And it's like, dude, I'm going to ban you, and you're going to get banned from every other show because it's all the same chat. You know, they didn't realize that. So then they got all freaked out, right? And then I actually got told, and Big Man lost it because Big Man really gets into it, people, right? I really don't know too much, but like, Big Man was like, so I'm supposed to take the abuse without, they're like, basically, yes. Like, they're like, yeah, you got to take the abuse. And he's like, I'm not going to do that. And so he's banned at everyone. And I'd never forget, like, they had this conference call and everything. And they're like, so they're like, Big Man on campus is by far the worst violator of this. And they said, Morenci, you're out of control. You've banned like 600 people. Like, and I said, dude, I said, it's not 600 people. It's like 10 guys that are like nut jobs. All right. We all know some of them. All right. They got like 400 names, man. What do you want me to do? All right. But God bless the internet. God, the internet can be annoying. Social media, my ass. All right. So what do you?
It's kind of like the text line at radio stations. Hosts love banning people on the text line. It's it's just a unique crowd.
My favorite, Julio, years ago on AM radio, I had a 7-second delay, but you know, you all do, but like I had it, like I had control of it myself, right? So it was awesome. I had control of the phones and I had an operator there working a board and stuff, but it was perfect. I was like, I'll handle the phones. So I was like, line one, boom. Who's on? I saw on the computer screen, you know, like ding, ding, ding. All right, 13 lines. It's on whose side? And I could get into it with people. And the second I want to let them go, I just, bam, I just hit the button, right? Except I had the dump button as well. But the problem is I started abusing it, Julio. I started swearing all the time. You mother this. Like I'm yelling at callers and stuff. And I'm hitting a dump. And management told me, they're like, I was listening to the show in a car the other night. And they said, your whole show is just one big, like, delay. They said, it just skips. They said, there's so much. You guys are using a 7-second delay so much. It's not meant for that. It was like, yeah, good times. Good times. All right, so my bad, Julio. Bring it on, buddy. What do you got for us? College football. Give us your best bets.
Western Kentucky on the money line. The Hilltoppers plus 184 against Army. I love this matchup on Saturday. Give me Western Kentucky. I was impressed with Pitt, not so much with Tennessee. So give me the Panthers minus 3.5. Gabe at plus 104.
Yeah, that's a trendy one, man, right now. A little too trendy, isn't it? Laying 3.5 at SEC country?
Yeah, it is, but then again, it's Tennessee, so this is not your Peyton Manning Tennessee days down in Knoxville. So I'll at plus 104, I'll take it. I'll take anything with some nice plus value. Give me Purdue, Gabe, team total over 45.5 minus 104 on FanDuel. And look, call me crazy. Not a big fan of Nebraska, but I think the Buffalo Bulls can hang around with the Children of the Corn. So give me Buffalo plus 13.5 minus 104. Give me the over 54.5. Give me Buffalo team total over 20.5. I think the Bulls, Morenci, can get 21 points against Nebraska. I'm even tempted to take them on the money line at plus 440.
I got to tell you what, this point spread is pretty high, isn't it?
I think it's very high.
Like for Nebraska, like, and people, I don't know, they undersell Buffalo, but Buffalo can ball. They've done a good job recruiting. I don't know how, but they've done a good job recruiting. But Buffalo can ball. I think the spread's a little high there. Here's a game, too, for people in Jersey can't bet it, but Rutgers. I like Rutgers to go into Syracuse, Julio, and get it done.
Yeah, it's a short number. That's funny. Again, that's New Jersey and Illinois, the two jarring head-to-head to try to see who can take over Nevada as supremacy, and yet we can't bet our respective state
I know. And think about that. It's a great point. Look, like the New Jersey, I don't know what Illinois numbers are looking like this past month, but New Jersey's like basically, you know, setting records all the time now and stuff, and they will with football coming up. And imagine just you add it on if you would start taking action on the local stuff too, right? They get lucky, though. So, but it's
second in July.
Second, really? What after Nevada or after New Jersey? Who was number one?
After Nevada. So I think it was Nevada, Illinois, Jersey, and then probably Pennsylvania was fourth.
Well, big money coming in Illinois, huh? Big stuff.
A lot of degenerates with five, six, seven, 10, 12 team parlays, Gabe. You and Cab would love the crowds here in Chicago at the sports books. A lot.
I know a lot of these guys. I know a lot of cops in Chicago, big sports bettors, hung out with them in Vegas. You know what's cool about that Pittsburgh-Tennessee game? It's the Johnny Majors Classic, right? So Johnny Majors coached at both programs, obviously. Two-game series put together to honor Majors, College Football Hall of Famer, who died in 2020 at the age of 85. Guided Pitt to a national championship with the great Tony Dorsett, and then 16 years with Tennessee. Didn't win the title with Tennessee, but set that program up. It was Philip Fulmer, right, that won with. You said, "Hey, this isn't Peyton Manning's Vols." I digress. This is not T. Martin's Vols, right?
Yeah.
T. Martin did something that Peyton Manning could never do: beat Florida and win a national championship.
That's right.
I gotta tell you, man. The Pittsburgh Panthers are on a 10-4 point spread run on the road, guys. So the last 14 games on the road, the Panthers have covered 10 of them. Very impressive. But to me, it's too trendy, and it's up to 3.5, Julio. The Panthers have to win this game by 4 points. I know Tennessee aren't that good, and I know Milton struggled. But, bro, laying 4 points, this is a big game for both programs because one of the teams are going to be 2-0. It's a massive win for either game, for either team. You know, they win the game. Like if Pitt, hey, you're 2-0, you went on the road, you just beat an SEC team, you're going back home, ACC play, you know, you got another couple of cupcake games coming up too. You're in a nice spot suddenly. And if you're the Tennessee Volunteers, for all the negativity, hey, baby, you're 2-0 if you win this game, Julio. Massive football game.
Yeah, I think it's one of the more exciting matchups come Saturday. What do you think of the total there, Gabe? I agree with you. It is trendy, 3.5 on the road. It's tough for any college football team. You had that good conversation earlier in the week about just whether just taking the team on the money line. -159, it's maybe a little bit too much pulp for one's orange juice, but for some it might be just enough pulp. So -159 might be a nice number too for Pitt to win outright. I'm also leaning under 56.5 in that total in Knoxville.
Yeah, you know, I think it's a smash mouth game. I think you're onto something there. I love the total, Julio, in the Ducks and the Buckeyes. Big game, Ducks, Buckeyes, noon Eastern. Buckeyes -14.5, total 63.5. This game's going to get into the 70s, probably 80s, I think. I think it's going to sail over to 63.5.
Let's tackle that over first quarter as well. I think it's just going to be up and down during that first 15.
Julio, soccer picks and more on the other side. Bring it.
Dispensing little pearls of sports strategy wisdom like gumballs from the machine where your dad used to take you for a haircut when you were a kid. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Giving you the actionable insights and expert perspectives you need to win.
And here's more good news.
It's free.
So stay tuned and get the winning edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Yeah, Mo, that team sure did suck last night. They just plain sucked. I've seen teams suck before, but they were the suckiest bunch of sucks that ever sucked.
Joining us from Chicago, Windy City Sports Report. Talk a little baseball before we're done here as well. So everybody in Chicago thinks it's Justin Fields. Obviously, Justin Fields is going to be the quarterback, but that's my deal with this game. And I don't have a problem loading the back end of a bunch of parlays, teasers, however you want to approach it, with the Rams and the Bears. I just don't see how the Bears win this game with Andy Dalton, bro. And even if Justin Fields played, I bet you can make it exciting. But with Andy Dalton, I just don't think they'd be able to score enough points with Andy leading the offense.
No, I agree with you. Like, again, first half under 24 seems like a great play. If you like Bears team total under, could work out well. Again, there's just so many with a bad offensive line, with a potentially bad secondary. There's a lot of factors where it just doesn't shape out well for Andy Dalton. For the Bears to have success on the ground game, you'd think maybe 4 yards a carry against the Rams defense. I could see them getting maybe 2.5 yards, so that could set up a lot of third down and longs. I think it's going to be a long night on Sunday, and I think the Bears lose by 10. I wouldn't be surprised if it were 21-10, so lose by 11 or 21-13, around there. I just don't think the Bears are going to cover.
So let's get back to the college, and we'll blast through it. So, yeah, the Ducks in Ohio State. Generally, I'm an underdog type of guy in spots like this, but not here, Julio. I don't think the Ducks are going to be able to keep up over 60 minutes. I really like the over 63.5, and I think Ohio State are going to cover there too.
It's one of those plays I left on the table with Fresno State last week. I thought Fresno State were given too many points, and at 14, I think Ohio State, I think it's going to be a good game. I love the over in that game. More than anything else, I love the over in Ohio State, Oregon.
Got Tulsa and Oklahoma State, Florida, South Florida, Wyoming, Northern Illinois, Toledo and Notre Dame. Are you buying in here? Are you buying in to the underdog? A little action? Toledo Rockets, let's take off with some Rocket action here, Julio, plus 16.5.
Yeah, I'm always tempted when it's the pride of the Glass Bowl. Or is it the Rubber Bowl? I always get those bowls confused.
The Glass Bowl. The Glass Bowl.
I like Toledo in this spot. I just look with Notre Dame in that tough game against Florida State on Sunday. I'm seeing some 17s lying around, so shop around. If you can get a good number on FanDuel, grab it. If you can get a plus 550, I say grab it. But I'm going to jump on the points with the Rockets. I think 55.5 is a good number as well for the total.
Hey, I've got a dangerous dog here. I don't know if you're buying in another MAC team. And normally I'm not pro MAC like this when you're taking on, top tier talent. All right? Normally I'm not like pro MAC, but I think Ball State can play with Penn State, bro. I think they can hang around. I think Penn State, we're not lucky to get it is what it is. They got outgained and all that stuff, but they won the football game, and I was on the Nittany Lions plus the points, Julio. But Ball State can score. And they're not going to be intimidated. Like, I know you're going into Happy Valley and stuff, but it's 22.5 points right now. I think it's a little high, man. I think, like, you'll see people will look up and watch whatever game you're watching. They're like, oh, let's check in with the highlight here. And, oh, touchdown Ball State, and we got a game. Like, I think they'll be lingering, trailed by 7 and 14. I don't think Penn State just smoked them, bro. I'll sprinkle on a plus 22.5 here.
You look at their team total, the Cardinals are 16.5, Gabe. So if you think Ball State can hang around, then you might want to contemplate putting into your portfolio Ball State team total over 16.5. I agree with you. They're not going to be intimidated. And if you look at the college football landscape, I was thinking about this last week when App State defeated Michigan at the Big House many moons ago. That was a huge deal. Nowadays, with parity, with the transfer portal, a lot of these, MAC schools.
No, it's not a big deal now, exactly.
It's not a big deal, especially for these schools. They get hyped. It's a big deal for them.
Did you even bat an eyelash that you saw Montana beat Washington? It was like, well, all right. You know what I mean? It wasn't like, oh, my God, was it? No.
No, not a doubt at all. Or Washington State getting upset by Utah State. I wasn't surprised in the least bit. So if you like these dogs, sprinkle on the money line, too, because there's a good probability that that's going to cash, especially at a nice high number. So I think you're spot on, Gabe. I like Ball State. That's a good number. I'm going to add that. So you were telling me earlier I have a small card, but it's ever-growing with college football.
It'll grow. It'll grow. I got another one for you, too. I told you I like Rutgers. I like Rutgers. You got New Mexico and New Mexico State. This is almost in your wheelhouse, isn't it?
Yeah, that's on my board, actually, Gabe.
19.5. I was underwhelmed by San Diego State. I don't know. I guess they don't have a killer instinct, right? Like, Brady Hoke sucks. Like, let's just call it up for what it is. But whatever. I think New Mexico can pace these guys. Interstate rivals and stuff. They won't take it easy on them. Even though the Lobos aren't great, what side were you on with this game when you have it on your card here?
I've got under 56.5. I agree with you. I wasn't nearly impressed with San Diego State. I didn't have them. I had the under in that game. But if you saw in that second half, it was sort of what New Mexico State normally does. A couple of turnovers, some mistakes they hit in their shell, and San Diego State were able to win. I was a little bit more impressed with the Aggies game. At 19.5 on a rivalry game, I might lean with the Aggies in the points, but I love the under more so at 56.5. That's a game I'll certainly keep my eye on.
You know what I like, Julio? We were talking about briefly, and this is my team. It's nice. Listen, are we going to win a title? Probably not, no. But I'm positive. I'm not one of these guys. And if you guys notice, I haven't ripped Harbaugh over the years that much. There's been a couple of frustrating Saturday afternoons here and there. Where they seemed out-coached and stuff, that's been frustrating. But I've always known, like, they've never, in my mind, it's never been like, all right, this team's going to be 11-1 or 12-0, and if they're not, it's a disappointment. No. Like, the expectation and a good year for Michigan this year would be 9-3. 8-4 is good enough. Like, I hate to say it, but 9-3. I'm like, Michigan at its peak is a 10-2 team. You know what I mean? Yeah, 11-1, great. I mean, they won the title once, or, you know, with Greasy and Woodson, etc. But I'm excited, Julio. I laid the points last week. I like the way they looked. It sucks that Ronnie Bell is out. But I think Michigan, I'm not saying Michigan are back, Julio, but they're not as bad as people ever said in Harbaugh and stuff. They get smashed by Ohio State all the time, but they still win 8-9 games every year. And I think they got a good team this year. I think Michigan showed something. It's a big game against the Washington Huskies. I'm not really in a hurry to lay 6.5. I'll be honest with you. I'm like, all right, 6.5. But this is the under I like, Julio. Washington can't move the ball. Their offense is terrible. Their defense is elite. You know, like Teddy said, it wasn't the defense's fault that they lost to Montana. It was the offense. They don't have any wide receivers. Their quarterback is shaky. Michigan have a good defense, so Washington's just going to try to run the ball, and Harbaugh is going to be like, fine, we'll play smash mouth ball with you in the big house on primetime TV in the nighttime in the Midwest on a Saturday night, Julio. I like this game to go under 48.5. I do not believe this game is a track meet at all, Julio. This is going to be an ugly game, and Harbaugh will be glad to win this game 20-13 or 20-15 if he can.
I mean, I could even see Michigan winning 30-10, quite honestly. I mean, if you even just look at the highlights online with Washington against Montana, I mean, Montana is one of the better FCS schools. They're not a North Dakota State, but for their conference, they're a very good program. And for Washington to be stagnant on offense and to be pretty poor in those final drives of the game, I think Michigan roll, and I agree with you, with the number at 48.5, it's a good number to take under. I'm just not confident that Washington can get really much points on the road at the Big House.
Julio, Rosario, all right, Julio. We could talk with you all night, brother, but, you know, I know you're a busy man, and it's late night hours in the Windy City. How about those Whitecaps, huh? They just keep doing it.
Great call.
They just keep doing it, though. What is this? 10 matches now, undefeated. 2-1 win against Austin. Man, it's going to be tough. They got Portland up next and Colorado, et cetera. But what do you got for us? A little MLS, international? Where are we going here? What do you got for us?
We're going Bayern Munich on Saturday, +115 against RB Leipzig in German Bundesliga. Give me PSG, Paris Saint-Germain in France, -2, +125 against Clermont. I've got a parlay with Manchester United, the Green Bay Packers, and the Texas Longhorns, +145. Texas play Arkansas. Of course, you know who the Packers play, but Man U against Newcastle. And I like Atletico de Madrid in Spain. They're taking on Espanyol. You're not going to find -110 very often with Atletico Madrid, the reigning Spanish champion. So give me Madrid -110 against Espanyol on Sunday. And both teams to score in over 2.5 goals, Vancouver, Portland, tomorrow night game, -110.
Amen. How about the World Cup qualifying? Canada's looking good, Julio. Canada's looking good. Big win for the USA, though, too. I guess they needed that, man.
Yeah, they needed that to bolster their confidence. But, I mean, it's fun to see Canada do well in international soccer. And, yeah, I think the Canadians can make some noise in CONCACAF.
It's all about making a World Cup, baby. Windy City Sports Report. Julio, we won't even bring in the fact that his White Sox lose all the time. We'll talk about that next week. Thanks, Julio.
Thank you.
See you, buddy.
Fun fact.
Even if the last sport you played was tag in fourth grade, you can still be a sports expert.
Just keep it here.
And get the winning edge.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
People get their information from just anybody.
Friends, co-workers, horoscopes, gum wrappers. If that's you,
dude,
what are you doing?
Credibility.
It's a thing.
We're your trusted source for gaming, odds, and more. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
You're listening to Sports Rage Late Night with Gabe Morenci on Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM Channel 204.
I'm a rageaholic. I just can't live without Rage Hall.
As anybody that follows me on Twitter knows, and Matthias is aware, I think people think I'm drunk like all the time because of my tweets or like my emails or like whatever, even messages. And I don't even look. So I just type it away. And then I look after, I'm like, oh, God, yeah, that's a bunch of babble. And I swear to God, guys, like my B, I got a problem with my B. I got a problem with my V. I got a problem with my E. Like, I got to, like, take a hammer, like, tuck, tuck, like, to, like, get those letters.
There's a lot of problems. There's a lot of problems.
Yeah. Yeah. So, well, fortunately... Listen, I got more computers right now than Radio Shack, Matthias, all right? So basically I'm like, all right, I'm adjusting. It's like depth chart. It's like, all right, as you can see, what a nice new slick camera we have, though, huh? Dear God, this is clean.
I can't stop staring at Detroit Lions spinning back well, there.
Yeah, it's mesmerizing, isn't it?
Yeah. And we don't even like the Lions.
Like, basically, if you look, they didn't have the Bills, in case people are wondering. Why do I have a Lions? And I like the Lions. Basically, look, I'm a Bills fan, but I don't mind. I got a Kyler Murray signed helmet here. I got a Kyler Murray, as you can see. It's mini for people on the radio, but I got a mini Kyler autographed signed Kyler Murray helmet. Because I don't mind. They're not rivals with the Bills. I got no beef. They're in the other. You know what I mean? Even though they did beat us with that stupid Hail Mary last year. I got no beef. With the Arizona Cardinals. I do like the Lions. I got a soft spot. The Lions are the Buffalo Bills' cousins. We're like cousins. Now we got you pissed off Lion fans, Matthias. And hold on, Matthias. You call yourself a Michigan Wolverine fan, don't you?
I am a Michigan Wolverine fan. Yes, I am. But I'm also
If you're a Michigan Wolverine fan, then you better show some damn respect for that spinning Detroit Lion helmet. Like that, the Detroit Lions.
I told you how much I enjoy the spinning.
I know, but what I'm saying is, like, I always think about that too. Like at a Detroit Lion game, there's a lot of Michigan Wolverine fans in there, so there that I support that. But there's a lot of Michigan State fans in there too, huh? That's a problem.
Yeah, exactly. That's a big problem.
You know, I'm so hardcore about that. This is years ago. This is about 25 years ago. True story. I was coming back from, I was a plane. I don't know. I was Los Angeles. I think I was to Los Angeles, to Montreal, or where the hell it was I was going. I don't know. I think I got on a plane in LA, but it was the NFL playoffs. I'll never forget. It was the wild card going on. And it's like a Saturday. And I didn't want to take the plane then, but I didn't have a choice. One of those deals. But it was the old days, right? Like when you could party on planes and walk around and get really hammered and whatever. Pre-9/11. And speaking of which, the anniversary is coming up. So I'm on the plane. I meet this guy. He's like a Chief fan or whoever. And we start talking about betting and like, and we're like, so we start drinking. We hit it off. We're sitting next to each other. And we're like, you know, we're on the plane. We're like, hey, buddy. And he's betting and I'm betting and stuff. And we're like, man, we're landing in Detroit just in time for the game. And we had a layover and stuff. So we're like, perfect, man. We'll watch the game at the bar. And we're all hammered, and like they're bringing us drinks like it's a bar, no problem and stuff. And we get into the airport in Detroit, and there's a little, you know, like all these airports have like little sports bars, right? Whatever, the local teams, you know what I mean? So we get there, we go in, and there's a Michigan State bar. And he goes, hey, look, they got the game on. Let's go in here. We'll get some drinks. And I told him, I'm like, yo, bro, I said, I don't want to sit in that place, man. And he goes, why not? I said, because it's all green and everything. And I said, they got pictures of Michigan State Spartans everywhere. And I said, it bothers me. I said, there's got to be another bar here somewhere in a damn airport that like isn't decked out with Spartan gear. So I was on, I was drunk too, right? So I'm like, I said to the guy, I'm like, hey, I'm like, man, there's got to be a Wolverine bar if there's a Spartan bar, right? And he goes, oh, yeah, yeah. But he goes, it's way on the other end of that terminal there and stuff. And I'm like, I don't care where it is. Where is it? And he goes, oh, it's way down there, man. He goes, it's a long walk. And me and Buddy, we just hijack one of those carts, Matthias. You know, in the airport, you see guys driving around on. We're drunk. Yeah. I said, hey, look. I said, look, man, there's one of these things. I said, he goes, I don't know. Can we use it? I said, well, they're here for us. I said, we're not like vagrants. We got a plane ticket. I said, yeah, we can use it. So we just jumped off the thing. We drove to the Michigan bar. I was like, ah, this is much better. Sat down. I got goosebumps. Pictures of Bo Schembechler everywhere and stuff. I was like, this is much better, isn't it? He goes, you're nuts, bro. He goes, you know, like, he was like going, that's pretty crazy. He goes, you know, it's just a stupid airport bar. He goes, you weren't supporting Michigan State any more than, because we all know, it's not like they're owned. It's just a stupid airport bars. They're all the same damn owners, whatever, you know what I mean? So, but Lisa understands, sooner Lisa. Lisa, would you, if you were, you know what I'm saying? Would you drink at an Oklahoma State bar in an airport if you knew there was a Sooner bar in the airport? Of course you wouldn't. Of course you wouldn't. Like, that's that, yeah. Like, you know what I mean? Of course. It was just common sense. Now, the Buffalo Bills and the Detroit Lions. Look, we have a lot in common. It's cold weather, dreary. You know, neither of us win. We're the laughing stock. You know, Lake Erie connection, Rust Belt, you know, sort of that working class. Cleveland's part of it too. Excuse me, but they're kind of arrogant. So, look, when the Buffalo Bills, when you remember, Matisse, when the Buffalo Bills, they had snow all over their stadium and they couldn't play and whatever. Where do they play? Detroit. That's like our cousin. Yeah, well, you got problems. Yeah, you come stay with us, right? You know what I mean? You can sleep on our couch. You know what I mean? It's one of, like, we're Detroit and Buffalo. We're buddies. The Lions and Bills. Like, Ralph Wilson, who was the longtime, obviously, owner, founder of the Bills, was from Detroit. He lived in Detroit. Even though he didn't even live in Buffalo, he lived in Detroit. Right? So, like, there's always been a tight connection between Buffalo and Detroit and their football franchises. So
I still got love for Detroit. I'm not talking down on them. You know, Calvin Johnson all day long, baby.
No, I know. You just said, nice helmet. I know. You said nice helmet. I'm thinking plus the points. Taking them plus the points as well. So that's an interesting game, man. I'm telling you. Listen, San Francisco are a better team. That's a good point, too, as somebody says this in our chat. Who is this? Mike, good point, Mike. You look at the Bills and the Lions too, both you know, Canadian border, both like a lot of same thing. Like the Lions fans, half the Lions fans are from Windsor, right on the other side, and similar the Bills, it's 35%. 35% of the Buffalo Bills season ticket holders are from Toronto and the Ontario area, not just the city of Toronto, but generally Toronto. You should see the traffic, Matthias, from Toronto to Buffalo, bro, on game day. It's super annoying. it could take, like, you know what I mean? It could take, like, 2 hours, but instead, it has to take, like, you know, you gotta leave, like, super early and stuff. And the Bills Stadium is in the middle of nowhere. Bills games are a lot of fun, though. Bills, going to a Bills game is a wild experience. So as far as, you know, college, we're talking college right now. Let's stick to college, even though we were mesmerized by the helmet. Like, for the record, they didn't have a Buffalo Bills helmet. I would have gotten a Buffalo Bills. I have a Bills helmet here. And now that we have the nice high definition in this new, like, kick-ass, you can kind of really see. That's autographed by Josh Allen. The signed Josh Allen helmet, full size.
The black and red?
Yeah, like this. Yeah. You know, no, honestly, I would have preferred, like, and it is badass. Like, but you need to see it in real life, and it's even, look, like, when you see it up close like this, look, Josh Allen signed it, too.
Is that like a matte black?
Yeah. It's called Eclipse Black. I think it's called the Eclipse series. It's called the Eclipse.
Black and red all day. That's the good stuff. The good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. We figured at this stage, hey, we're going to get some nice gear, right? So we got some nice stuff. But yeah, the hover helmet is really cool. And, you know, we can make it, like, stay in position. You can move it around. You can do whatever you want. In the dark, it glows and all that type of stuff. And, like, a lot of gear is kind of cheesy. But I got to admit, the hover helmet is a great gift idea. What fan would not like that, Matthias? If somebody gave you that, like, as an Atlanta Falcon helmet, you'd think that's the best gift you've ever gotten in your life. You'd be like, oh, my God, this is cool. Right? I stumbled upon it. Like, you don't really see them. They're hard to get, too. I think they're sold out. They don't really make them. They're from years ago. They have hover footballs, too. Hover football ones. So, I'm fascinated by that Pittsburgh-Tennessee game. Pittsburgh Panthers, Tennessee Volunteers. I'm amazed now that the Panthers are up to 3.5. They're laying 3.5 on the road. And it's a big ask. I get it. The Pittsburgh Panthers. Right? People think, oh, the Tennessee Volunteers are terrible and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, they're not great, but they're not terrible, terrible. They have blue chip recruits and stuff. They've got kids that can play football. And you're asking a lot of Pittsburgh to roll into Neyland and beat these guys. And, you know, I love the fact that it's a Johnny Majors classic. One cool thing I can tell you, I will say, listen, Tony Dorsett was one of my favorite players as a kid. And in fact, college football-wise, guys, like, I started watching football and getting into it in about, like, 1977. So, like, sort of like the 70s. But I was into the Buffalo Bills first. Like, right away, like, O.J. Simpson and the Buffalo Bills. Right, so, the Buffalo, when I was a kid, like, I liked the Buffalo Bills, and I started watching college football, you know, about 1978, 79 type stuff, 78, that right after, because first it was NFL, and then I was like, oh, there's college too, hey, and I was like, wow, and I started watching Michigan, the Rose Bowl, like, I started, you know, the bowl games and stuff, but the Pittsburgh Panthers, like, we're one of the coolest teams ever. They had this dude, Hugh Green, obviously, you know, Tampa Bay Buccaneer Hall of Famer. Hugh Green was a badass. And they had this quarterback named Dan Marino in college. And I watched those guys play football, and I was like, this college football is amazing, man. They had the tearaway jerseys and then the Conridge Holloways and then, like, you know, the Barry Simmonses of the world and, you know, Nebraska and Oklahoma and then Jimmy Johnson in the 80s and, had, you know, Brian Bosworth. You know, watch the 30 for 30 on Bosworth, and you'll see Keith Jackson, may rest in peace. Whoa, Nelly, the voice of college football, Keith Jackson. And listen, who would know better than Keith Jackson? Keith Jackson said, college football really wasn't like what you know it. It sort of began with Brian Bosworth. Like, Bosworth, that, you know, and for me, Herschel Walker. It was sort of like the early 80s, 82. Herschel Walker became sort of a mega superstar. And then the Bos, and then it was just on. You know, national TV. It used to be more regional.
Your wife called.
She wants her husband back.
We told her you were busy. It takes real commitment to get the winning edge.
She seemed upset.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Every day, sports happens.
It never stops.
And neither do we. Get the expert perspectives you need. Strategies and vital information you won't get anywhere else. You're listening to the home of the Winning Edge. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network.
Late night action man's request. This is Sports Rage. All right, shout out once again to everybody for putting the work in this week. It was quite an adventure, I got to tell you. But at least we're on the plus side is we got out of this looking better. We're fresher, better, faster, stronger, sharper, all that other stuff. So that's all good. That's good stuff. And football is here. We could have done better tonight. We got a little greedy. Listen, we played that four teaser all side thing, right? That was a little much. That was a little much. But other than that, like I said, I got more money than we started with. Anyone that knows our picks, and we posted our picks on Twitter and we shared them on Patreon with everybody as well. We crushed it. Dak over passing yards. CeeDee Lamb over receiving yards. Cooper over receiving yards. Dak over 1.5 touchdown passes. Brady over 2.5 touchdown passes. Long field goal over 46.5. A bunch of money line parlays out of Buccaneers. And we took some of that money. We took the Raiders plus the points already. And I got it up to 6 because I think that number is going to come down. Tune in to Game Time Decisions at 6 o'clock Eastern tomorrow on these networks. And we'll have a full complement of football picks for you. We'll get into the college football games tomorrow night. You got Kansas and Coastal Carolina. I think that number might be a little bit too high. It's a lot of points, man. Coastal Carolina, it's a lot of points. They should pace them, but do we take the over the game? But it's NFL. We got a lot of good spots to step up and in with college football on Saturday as well. I'm really looking forward to Michigan. You know, last year, Michigan was a write-off, right? And quite frankly, the year before, Michigan were very good. So it feels to me like I haven't watched, I sat down and watched a Michigan game. It's like, all right, cool, Michigan's playing, right? And it's national television, it's Saturday night, Michigan, you know, they haven't been in this spot. Like, and I don't care that Washington lost to Montana last week. It's not my problem. My problem is Michigan winning football games, and beating Washington would be a nice feather in our cap to move forward with a 2-0 record. Thanks to George Kurtz, Julio Osorio, Teddy Covers. Other than that, you're on your own. Later.
Where you get your information is at least as important as what it is.